So we are live and on the air. Hello, everybody. I am Deborah Ivanoff, the Being Coach. And with me today is Emily Clark, the posture professional and owner of the Supple Rider. Emily works with riders and with professionals who want to maintain their health as they're growing older, who want to be better connected with their mounts. And I asked Emily to come and speak to me today because I know so many people in my tribe sit at a desk most of the day, or maybe even all of the day, or are in the car most of the day or all of the day. And I would like to know how we can, all of us, we can have better posture, we can have better energy, and we can be more pain-free. So that's why I asked Emily to be here today. Emily, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Deborah. It's nice to be here.
Great. I see we have a couple people who dropped by. Hello, hello.
Oh, great.
And we'll answer some questions here at the end. So, Emily, I just want to dive right in, and I want to talk to you a little bit. I know that many of the people I work with a lot of business people, professionals, CEOs, real estate agents, and they suffer from all kinds of stress-related pain in their bodies. So insomnia, right. Neck pain, wrist, shoulders, low back, some even, you know, jaw, you know, headaches, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I want to help people get some relief. And I know that you are fantastic about that. So as the posture professional, as someone who works with people and helps them really work with their bodies, particularly as they get older, or as if they've been at their professional a long time, what would you say about that stress, insomnia, body pains? They feel that. Is that something we have to put up with as we're getting older?
Absolutely not. As you know, stress, we feel the stress in our bodies as well as emotionally, you know, and a lot of those things you mentioned are very stress related, but there are little tiny physical and mental adjustments that we can do that can nip what I call the stress pain snowball in the bud. And I just want to mention that the method that I use is called the Alexander Technique, and it's been around for over 100 years, so it's a proven way to help people reduce stress and feel better in their bodies and just feel good in general.
Nice. Well, there's a reason that we all start feeling that pain, that discomfort, isn't there? What are we doing wrong that creates those pain messages?
Well, it's not that people are doing anything wrong. It's just we've never been taught how to deal with these things in our bodies. And for instance, about 20 years ago, I used to be a graphic designer in New York, and I worked on the computer all the time, and I had really bad carpal tunnel pain, and I just wondered why every time there was a deadline, I felt like my spine was turning into a column of cement, and I, you know, I could just feel my neck locking up just thinking about it. So it's not that we're doing anything wrong. It's just habits that we've used to cope with stress in the past suddenly stop working and start no longer serving us, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. That does definitely make sense. So what happens, I don't know, if we don't do anything about it, what happens? I mean, in my profession, talking to people, we talk a lot about if you don't do anything different, you don't get different results. So
yeah,
if you don't do anything different, you may get some different results though in this case, right? But not the results you want.
Yeah, well, what happens is, you know, people sometimes say, oh, you know, my back hurts and it'll just go away, or I'm going to ignore the pain, or I'm going to ignore the stress and it'll just go away. And it may, you know, you may have a symptom like a sore neck and 2 or 3 days later it does go away, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to come back. And usually when it comes back, it gets worse and worse. So, you know, there are things we can do to prevent it from getting worse and help it to get better.
What are some of those things? If we could do something for ourselves so that it doesn't get worse and worse, what is something we could do, Emily?
Well, there's a lot of awareness tools you can use. And would you like to do one right now?
Yes, of course I would. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we get stressed out, people often say, just breathe. And so what I'd like to do with everybody now is we're going to do a little breathing thing, but it's not what you think. It's not a deep breathing exercise. So what you want to do is just put your hands on your rib cage and notice if your ribs are moving in or out gently. If you don't feel any movement there, you might be holding your breath a little bit. So just notice what's there. And what you can do is just blow the air out that's in your lungs. Just blow it out like you're blowing out a birthday candle, like this. And you want to blow it out all the way to the end of your breath. And then when you get to the end of your breath, just close your lips and let the air return through your nose like this. Good. And you might be able to see my hands moving a little bit. That's my ribs are moving. So let's try it one more time. So just place your hands on your rib cage, just sort of tune in to your breath without trying to change anything. And then just blow the stale air out all the way out to the end of your breath. And when you get to the end of your breath, just close your lips and let the air return through your nose. Yeah. Good. So what did you notice with that?
I can really feel the difference. What I feel the difference is that then when my breath returns, that breath is actually much fuller. It's much less up in my chest and much more down here in my belly. The fuller breath, there's more space there.
Yes. And did you feel more present in the moment, or did you feel like you were thinking about your to-do list or the next call you had to make or anything like that?
No, I was definitely right there in my body.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely right there in my body.
So that's a really quick, easy thing you can do. You can even do that when you're on the go. You can do it when you're driving, but don't put your hands on your rib cage. Just keep your hands on the wheel. That's a good one to do if you're sitting in traffic and you're like white knuckling it on the steering wheel and just, you know, wondering when the heck am I going to get there, just to come into the moment and observe your breathing and then just blow the air out. That's a real good thing to do.
Nice. I really like that, Emily. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I have to imagine that is a much more of a stress reliever as well. So it relieves the stress. And then does it actually help us with some of that pain that can be going on in our bodies?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's something that you would want to try a couple other techniques. And I could just tell you
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a thing that really helps to what I hear from people a lot of times is they have stress in their shoulders and neck. They feel pain between their shoulder blades. Have you ever felt that? Working at the computer, stuff like that. So something that really helps with that is to get in touch with gravity. And that's because gravity is going to be there, so we can either work with gravity or tighten away from gravity. And so when you're in your car or when you're sitting at your desk, what you can do is just sitting there, notice your sitting bones, those little bones at the base of your pelvis. Notice if you can feel them resting on the chair. It might be a little harder to feel that if you're in your car. And then you want to notice your sitting center of gravity. So that's right at your solar plexus, which is right at the base of your ribs, right here. And so if you're driving, again, don't try to find that with your finger, but just put your attention there for a second. And you might notice that your sitting center of gravity is a little bit different than it would be if you were standing. So it's right here at your solar plexus. So just put your attention there. You're thinking of your sitting bones grounding you down to the chair. And just think of that center of gravity point connecting you down to the ground. Just connecting you down to the floor if you're in your office, to the seat of the car if you're driving. And then think of that point connecting you down to the center of the earth. And when we can connect down to the center of the earth, a lot of times what happens is we no longer have this need to tense up with our shoulders. So I don't know if you notice anything with that, or anybody listening notice that, but a lot of times when I work with people and I teach them this, they're like, oh, my shoulders feel a lot looser now. So that's something that can help with that tension in the shoulders, pain between the shoulder blades.
Well, thank you, Emily. Thank you for giving us those pointers. I love that when we focus on one place or doing something in one place, it has this other effect. I just find that fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, I think. And do you want to learn a power boost for that center of gravity?
Oh, no,
technique?
No. So we don't want to feel any better than this.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so once you've connected down, the next thing to do is to go up from gravity, right? And so the way we can do that is just to tune into our head neck joint, which is right here behind your ears. So if you just put your fingers there right behind your ears and just nod your head just a tiny bit. See how little of a nod that I'm doing? And just tune into that little head neck joint and think of your whole head just floating up off the top of your spine. Just as a thought, don't try to do it. And think of your spine lengthening in both directions. And you don't have to sit up straight or anything. Just think of that, your sitting bones going down into the chair as you just think of your head floating up off the top of your spine. And just see what you notice. Maybe the first time you don't notice anything, and that's okay. It's just tuning into yourself and getting these little check-ins moment by moment that can help just take your mind off the stress for one thing and give you these little tiny adjustments of your body that can make a big difference.
I definitely felt when we did that, I felt this opening across my collarbone. And that's actually when I felt a more dramatic drop to my shoulders.
Okay,
was
good.
Imagining my head floating up, my shoulders sort of even came down a little bit more. They actually feel much better right at this moment.
That's great. And
yeah,
probably the reason for that is that your head and neck, the way your head balances on your spine, affects your whole body and affects how freely your whole body can move. So thinking of that release in the neck and letting your head go up really makes a big difference for your whole body.
Well, thank you, Emily. Thank you so much. I know I mentioned as I was introducing you that you work with riders who, of course, their posture has everything to do, doesn't it, with the relationship they have with their horse, with the performance of their horse, their own performance. You also work with professionals, I know, the professionals I work with who may be feeling stress in their body. They may be doing the same thing over and over that isn't something that's so good for them. How does someone know they should come talk to you or see you, Emily?
Well, if they've tried a lot of things that haven't worked, If they want a solution that's easy and simple and isn't, they don't have to go for a medical appointment, or it's just something they can learn and that they can put into practice ongoing, because it's not a treatment. So you can learn these things and be able to apply them from now on,
So you teach
which
people
is
how
cool.
to change the way they're actually working with their own body. Yes.
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 Nice. Very nice. Very nice. How do people get in touch with you if they'd like to learn a little bit more about you, Emily?
They can visit the suppleRider.com. And I'd be happy, there's a contact form on there. They can send me a message or find out my number and give me a call.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in our chat right here. There we go. There's yours, the supple writer. Very nice. Great. That's
Great.
fantastic. Any other words of encouragement or anything important that you'd like to say to people as we finish up here?
Well, I'm just glad people could come on Blab. This is such a cool tool, and maybe we can come back on here again sometime. And just it's nice to be able to, have a dialogue.
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to get some people interested in having a dialogue about how to work smarter, less stressful. For my community, for sure, when we have to spend so much time sitting, either in a car or at a desk or on the phone, we need to find other ways to keep ourselves healthy, don't we?
Yeah, and going back to your previous question, I would say it's amazing how much one little thing can help. We think, oh, I don't have time to de-stress because it's going to take forever, or I don't have time for that, I have too much to do. But you can take 20 seconds out of your day and it can make a difference.
Well, I know you've really helped me make a difference in my overall well-being just with a 10-minute exercise, Emily, that I do religiously now, because if I don't, then my son says, "Go do it, Mom," because they've
That's
noticed how
great.
much, they've noticed how much better I feel, how much better I sleep. So I know that what you offer people is very, very powerful. It can be simple, but very powerful.
Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome, Emily. Thank you so much for joining me. Yes, you'll have to come back and
Thank
we'll talk some more. We'll talk
Yeah,
some
let's
more.
do it again.
Okay, very good. I'm going to give you a little love here because I think that you were just
Woo,
a
thank
wonderful
you.
guest.
Let me figure out
And
how to do that with mine over here. Woo. Nice. Bye,
very good. Okay, well, you have a wonderful afternoon. Goodbye, everybody. Please be on the
everybody.
lookout so we can come back and talk to you again soon. Bye
Thanks,
now.
Deborah.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.